As we heard in Philip's report, negotiators are discussing federalism for Iraq, and they don't even agree on whether they've agreed on it. To learn more about what federalism means and why it's been such a sticking point, we called Noah Feldman. He's a law professor who previously worked for the American Governing Authority in Iraq.
Federalism came into the picture in Iraq because the Kurds became accustomed to having de facto independence in the northern part of the country during Saddam's period because we told Saddam he could not go north of the no-fly zone. And as a result, the Kurds were more or less left alone for much of the last decade, and they have no interest in giving up that status. So in order to keep the country together, thereby encouraging security and keeping our allies, the Turks, happy, we and the Kurds came up with the idea that Iraq would be a federal state. So they would keep their autonomy, but they would still be part of the government.
And under the text of this proposed constitution, anybody in any region can create their own federal region. At least one province has to be involved, and there are many in Iraq, but it could be two provinces, three provinces, five provinces, any number at all.
In order to create some symmetry between the Kurdish region and other possible regions, this draft of the constitution introduces the possibility that some method in just about any part of the country could get together and form a new region, a new collection, as it were, of different governorates. And that's a process that may or may not be exercised by them, but it's at the heart of a lot of the controversy that's going on right now between the Shia and the Sunnis in the country.
Explain why that's controversial.
The oil in the country is in the north where the Kurds are and in the south where the Shiis are, or at least where the Shiis predominate. And so if a southern region were to be created corresponding to the northern region of the Kurds, those two regions would have the lion's share of the oil resources in the country. Sunnis who tend to live in the center of the country are concerned that that might be the first step towards the breaking up of the country, leaving them behind in a kind of rump Iraq in and around Baghdad, which would be Sunni-dominated, but most importantly would have no oil resources. It's a very frightening prospect for people in the center of the country.
Well, how much power would these proposed regions really have? For example, would they have control of their own oil?
The way the present draft is written suggests that the central government will have primary responsibility for the oil that presently exists, and that it would then divide up the resources in consultation with the regions. However, it says that future oil wells, things that are found going forward, would be under the control of the regions. And in Kurdistan, for example, it is widely believed that there are many, many unexploited oil resources that remain. The same could be true in the south as well, though the south has been more widely prospected.
Would the proposed rules for these regions allow each region to raise and maintain its own army, for example?
No. Technically, armies are supposed to be maintained by the central government. But in practice, the Iraqi National Guard is made up of largely independent militias. Kurdish militia and Shia militia are the most prominent right now, and those are likely to be concentrated in the regions. So even though those will technically answer to the Iraqi national central government, in practice it may be rather different.
In all this time of discussing this, has any solution come to your attention that seems plausible, that might satisfy all sides?
Probably the most effective solution at this stage is to limit the number of pieces of government that could come together, the number of governorates that could come together to form a region so that we don't have super regions. One can imagine a possibility of as many as 9 southern governorates getting together to form a region, which would be very, very substantial in size. Another possible solution would be to reduce the degree to which the regions would have any kind of control over oil resources. That would make forming a region much less attractive.
Is there anybody propounding a kind of nationalist dream for Iraqi Shias the way that the Kurds clearly have nationalists and aspirations to be a country?
Not yet. That said, nationalism is often born when there's a good reason to have it, and oil can be such a reason.
Noah Feldman of New York University was a member of the Coalition Provisional Authority and is the author of Divided by God. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You can find a version of Iraq's draft constitution at npr.org.